Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to the Saturday edition of Optimize My Life Radio, and it's called Coach's Corner, where we talk about what happened this week and what's coming up next week with the radio show. Hi, Derek. How are you?
Good, Mary. Did Gilbert call you yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
But then I spent most of the day in bed yesterday.
What's the matter?
I just got a cold. I don't feel good, so I just slept yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
I thought Rod or Linda's going to have seen the cards this morning.
They usually do. I don't know where they are. People leave me
on the loop.
I don't.
I invited some people on the call last night for this morning. I don't know if they're going to come on. How are you doing, Mary?
Doing good. I'm doing better. I'm not coughing today.
Yeah.
So, to Monday on Hometown Heroes, we are highlighting Country Boy.
Country Boy.
Brad Country Boy Dorsey and all the work that he does.
Yeah.
For his community.
What does he do?
He does a lot of fundraising. He does a lot of helps different organizations raise money. He volunteers.
He can help Gilbert too, right?
It depends on what he needs.
Yeah.
Hi.
Come on in.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I thought I would just jump on for a few minutes. And usually I have something I have to do on Saturday mornings, but I had a few minutes, so I thought I would say hi. How have things been?
Good. Getting better.
Are you as cold out there as we are out here? Hi, Derek. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I'm fine. Thank you. I'm fine.
Last I looked, it was like -3 to -5 here without wind chill factor in.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to be -20 or something with the wind chill. And it's whatever. But by tomorrow, it's supposed to get up to 40. So it's kind of crazy. It's only just 2 days of this cold stuff.
Yeah.
So. We can make it.
So we were talking about, Mondays we do Hometown Hero on the show. We highlight individuals that go above and beyond and promote their organizations. So on Monday, we start the month of Black History Month and highlighting different individuals. But we also talk about, different things with Black History. And so we're going to highlight, finally got Country Boy to agree to this. Oh. To highlight and talk about Country Boy.
Oh, neat. Yeah, that'll be neat. I'll have to listen later to the archives. So I won't, you know, I won't be available during the time on Monday, but yeah, that sounds good.
And then Mondays mornings, we start our new nutrition segments for on the radio. On Mondays,
oh.
It's family nutrition, and that'll
uh-huh.
be at 8:30 Eastern in the morning.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And then on Wednesdays, we have a line to where we can work with a specialist, an award-winning author, April Federico,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to be hosting on diabetes.
On diabetes. Oh, uh-huh.
And that'll be on Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning. We'll be doing a series on...
Are you doing shows at 8:30 every certain mornings of the week or just occasionally or something? Or
nope, every morning, every Monday and Wednesday we're going to do a morning show. It's going to be our new common
Monday.
Talk shows in the morning.
What's it called? What?
We're going to do it's Coffee Talk. So to start your day, we'll start the weekend with a positive morning show
uh-huh.
for people who can't make it in the night.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's neat. What time is that for you, then, if it's 8:30 in the morning?
7:30.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Where are you? I don't remember where you are.
I'm in Minnesota.
Minnesota. Oh. It just sounds cold saying the name. Yeah.
The frozen tundra.
Yeah. I had... Years ago, I think some of my family lived in Minnesota, but I can't remember. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know, before my time. A long time. But, yeah. Cold.
Good morning, friends.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
Much better. I'm not coughing today.
Oh, but it's cold up there, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's Minnesota. It's cold.
Hey, Bob.
We had a minus. Good morning, Derek. We had a minus -6 this morning here in Jersey.
This is all across the country,
pretty,
huh?
Pretty cold down here.
Yeah.
We were talking about what's coming up this week on the show.
Good.
Monday, we're doing Hometown Heroes on Country Boy.
Great.
I announced it on the air so he couldn't say no.
Is that Monday at noon?
Monday at noon.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see.
And
awesome.
Then this Monday and Wednesday mornings, we start our morning shows, the Coffee Talk. And so Monday at 8:30 is going to be family and nutrition, how to get your kids to eat different foods, and we'll be doing different series, but also talking about, you know, with kids, having that, putting them on your diets that you are on, how harmful that can be, and how to help
That's
with
great.
Your kids having issues with food as they get older, and just changing that mindset to, you know, a lot of girls deal with issues when it comes to food and weight.
You know, my dad was a meat and potatoes man. He didn't want to eat anything else but meat and potatoes, and he was happy. And it affected him because he had a lot of health issues in his life, many health issues. And so I think it's very important that we teach our kids to eat the right kinds of foods, because it'll affect them in their health later on in their life. It'll make them stronger and help them to have a very strong immune system, which will help them keep their body healthy.
Right. You know, one of the things we're going to be talking about on Monday is, you know, alternatives. So, like, your kids don't like, especially with, you know, sensory kids or kids with autism are very limited on what they will eat and how to modify what they're eating so they do get the healthy. You know, my son, for instance, won't touch fruits. He will not eat an apple. He won't touch orange juice. He won't eat any of that. So to supplement, what we've done is he eats potatoes. So we'll air fry potatoes into french fries, but potatoes, the actual meat, has high levels of vitamin C. That's a lot of things we're going to talk about. And then on Wednesdays, April's going to come back and do a regular series on diabetes, and we're going to bring on special guests to talk about, you know, different cultures and how stuff like that, and how it's not only your mental health or your physical health, but your mental health and how to overcome obstacles you face, especially when you have to be on a restricted diet.
Wow. That's great. Those shows are going to be very helpful to people. Very helpful.
Well, we did her, I interviewed her Monday, and we got an overwhelming request to have her come back. And then that's when we started, she came back on Wednesday and continued talking about it. And so we just sat and talked, well, let's do a morning show. Let's just do a new series. So people have really asked for it when we started talking about it.
I would agree with that request to have her back. I was listening to that show, and she was great. You could tell she knew what she was talking about, and she was an expert in that field. So that's great.
Plus, she was willing to listen and give and take. You know, we've had some guests on that just, it's their view and only their view. And then,
that's wonderful. You know, my dad, one of the illnesses that he had all his life was he was would you believe I just lost the word?
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah. It'll come to me in a minute, and then I'll shout it out.
And another thing that's coming up with our show is Country Boy got me in contact with a couple gentlemen here, and we're going to start translating some of our shows into Spanish.
Great.
So listeners can listen in Spanish and not have to translate it themselves. And we're going to start highlighting a show coming up for the Latino market and highlight different Latinos that are entrepreneur, uplifting stories that in ways that we can help them in their own language.
Yeah. I remember now, my dad was a diabetic, and he took two shots of insulin every day, and he gave them to himself, self-administered. And he had it till the day he died. Yeah.
And that's the one thing we're going to talk, she's going to talk about is how food can help you with that and how to modify some of your stuff, but also just how to live a happier life. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome.
And Ron and Linda are disappearing on their vacation.
You know, you're helping the Hope Collection. You're bringing a whole new dimension to the help, to the Hope Collection, and that is just wonderful.
I like it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my goal with this, with the radio show, is we talk about helping everybody. As who we are, can't help everybody. But what we can do is give, we have these listeners, we have these people, let's give them the voice to help everyone else in their communities, in their areas. Because we don't know everything that affects them where they live.
Absolutely.
So we have the platform, let's give them the voice to talk about what they need and how, as an organization, how we can help them, but do it in their language so that they understand.
Yep. You know, Country Boy talks about his water program all the time, and that is very important to the human body, is to make sure we drink enough water every day, and it keeps us healthy and cleans us out, and just it does a lot of wonderful things for us, refreshes us and hydrates us. And many people just don't understand that. And the recommended amount, I think, is you take your weight and divide it by two, and you drink that many ounces a day of water. And sometimes it's very difficult to drink that much water, but and I have a side effect to it. I have to head to the bathroom about every hour and a half or 2 hours if I drink that much water.
That's it. I know my mom, when she got sick, that's what the doctor told her, was, you know, she has to drink more water. And I drink it all the time. That's the only thing I drink is water.
Yeah, I do too. But because I know the importance of it in our bodies. Our body is made up, I believe, of about 70% fluid anyway, you know.
80% water.
Yep.
One of those
companies, Larry, what kind of water company does Country Boy do?
Country Boy's going to talk about that on Monday. And then he's going to talk about, I just helped Country Boy launch. It's called Three Chords. And we're going to be working with the Hope Collection on raising a continuous fundraiser through art.
Through art?
Custom piece of art. And then you turn around and turn it into digital prints and different swag items.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. He has Derek has a bottled water business that he provides for schools and churches and for individuals that want it and need it. And so that's what basically his water business is all about. And I don't know where he gets the water, but they bottle it, and I'm sure he'll talk about that too on Monday.
If I need bottled water, I can get the Country Boy, right?
Yeah.
You can save me some money on that, right?
Right. So we're gonna talk to Ronnie today, Derek.
After the show. Did he text you this morning?
No, he has not. Well, I shouldn't say no. I haven't looked at my texts yet. I'll check it out.
I want to help people, Bob.
I know you do, and you are helping people. You're helping people by talking to them, every people that you meet, and giving them hope cards, giving them hope, and inviting him to the radio shows, inviting him to talk to me or talk to Ron or any, you know, some of the other people in the program.
I didn't give any hope cards out to Ron yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That's great.
I didn't.
Yeah. And you've learned to ask the right kinds of questions with people to find out what their needs are and what their interests are. And then you offer them the opportunity. And the biggest part of the opportunity is you and the other members of the whole collection that can help him, help them.
There are going to be people calling me when they're ready, right?
That's right. We don't know who, we don't know when, but they will.
They will?
Yep. We just have to be patient.
Patient, yeah.
Right. Patience is a virtue. And the good Lord has given us that ability to be patient.
Yeah.
You know, when we pray to God, we don't know when he's going to respond to it. We know that he will respond, and we know that the response that he gives us may not necessarily be the way that we expect it or the way that we want it, but usually it's better. It's better than what we expect. So when we pray, we have to be patient and wait for his answer. Because he's working in his time, not our time.
God wants you to help people.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So, anyway, Mary, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Great. sound like you have a little cough this morning.
Oh, I've been dealing with a cold. I keep teasing Ron that he got me sick over the phone.
Well, yeah, it's that time of the year where we get those kind of frogs in our throat.
Oh, yeah.
That irritates and causes us to cough.
Well, I end up struggling with anemia issues, so I have low iron. I have a hard time keeping it regulated. So my immune system always takes a drop. So I catch everything that everybody's got.
Yeah. Well, you just get plenty of rest and take your supplements.
Mm-hmm.
C and D are very important. Yeah. C and D are very important to our bodies.
I use a lot of cast iron cooking pans because your food actually absorbs the iron out of the pans. And I'm fortunate enough that I actually like to eat liver.
Yep.
Most people don't.
And I take another supplement called CoQ10. Every cell in our body needs that to manufacture energy in our bodies, in our cells. So CoQ10 is a very, very important supplement to people. And that most people don't know that. And as I said, every single cell needs it. And when we get older, we don't produce enough in our bodies. So we have to supplement in order to refresh our bodies with that element. With the CoQ10.
Yep.
That's my health recommendation for today.
Well, we're almost out of time for today. Half hours go by fast.
Okay, I'm going to be helping one of my grandsons this morning. I'm taking him to work. He works at McDonald's, and I'm taking him to work today. He's working so that he can make enough money to buy himself a car, and he's got his permit, his driving permit, and he's taking driving lessons. And he's going to be getting a car. And I remember I went through the same thing myself when I was his age. I went to work so that I could buy myself a car, so that I could go out with my buddies and I could go out on dates and things like that. You know, it was very important to me at that time.
The rite of passage.
Yeah.
The first of independence.
That's right. Absolutely.
So join us next week. We have a whole set of programming lined up every Monday through Wednesday, or Monday through Friday at 11 Central, noon Eastern. Monday we get to talk to country boy Brad Dorsey and about what he does. Tuesday is Travel Tuesday with Rick and Ron. Wednesday is all about kindness and how being kind to yourself is just as important as being kind to others. Thursday, Bob Oakley, I need to go back to bed, talks about family and faith and how to deal with obstacles that come in your path. And of course, Friday is Len Kane and Ron Clayton. And join us for our new show starting Monday morning at 8:30 Eastern on family and nutrition on Monday, and on diabetes and mental health with food on Wednesdays.
Is that Monday morning at 8:30 Eastern?
Correct.
All right. I'll be on there.
Good for you, Derek. Just listen and learn. Listen and learn. Ask questions if you have questions. Yeah. That's how we learn the most, is by asking questions and getting answers.
I'm getting a free education.
That's right. And you hardly can put a price on that. The value of that is so important to us, each of us.
It's important to everybody.
I'm learning even at my age, you know. I think it's important. I've always said that if you're not learning anymore in your life, you're the same as being dead, because you're not advancing. And if you're not learning, you're not able to help other people. So it's very important.
So we're out of time for today. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having the show this morning. It was a pleasant experience this morning, hearing your voice again, Mary.
Thank you so much.
and listening to you cough once in a while.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Good. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Mary.
Thank you, Jesus, for healing Mary.
You're right. All right, my friends. God bless you. I love you all. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.